Hello?
Hi, is this Steven?
Yes.
Hey, Steven, this is Joel from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Okay, how are you?
Good, thanks for asking. Is this a good time to chat for you?
Yeah.
Okay,
I
yep.
went online. I got a flyer from you guys, and I applied with you guys, I think, earlier in the year.
Okay.
But maybe you guys could help me this time. I'm not sure.
Sure, sounds good. Yeah, it looks like you were working with Kyle about half a year ago.
Right.
Okay. It looks like
He's
you're
still around,
interested.
or you could help me, or it doesn't really matter.
Oh no, yeah, I can help you out. No worries. Okay.
Okay.
So it looks like you were interested in our working capital program.
Yeah, here's my situation. So I got into these Merchant Cash Advance daily payment loans, and the original one was with OnDeck Financial, and then I took another one out like a year later, and that, of course, led to a never-ending cycle of being trapped in these things. So what happened is, the other problem is I'm in a divorce case, and my ex-wife, even though she really wasn't allowed to do this, she garnished my business account. So luckily I had another one anyway, so I'm up and running, and they don't know about this one. But it cost me about 3 to 4 weeks of electronic deposits from insurance companies. I'm a dentist, from being transferred from one account to the other. So I made a workout situation with the Merchant Cash Advance people that I'm involved with. So I've got the balances down, I think, to below 150,000 now. So I was just wondering if that's a possibility of getting refinanced into a more, a situation where it's better for my cash flow, into like a 3-year to 5-year program. If not, I'll just keep struggling along till I have it paid off. But that's my situation.
Okay, so you say your balance
My
is about.
revenues, my balances are under 150 now.
Okay.
So I think when I was dealing with Kyle, they were higher. So,
And then what
and then
is,
the other thing is, what?
go
Go
ahead.
ahead, I'm listening.
Oh, I was just
Now,
wondering
you want
what
to know
your
my
revenue.
revenue? I guess you want to know my revenue, right? My monthly
I was going to
revenue.
ask you that.
Yeah, my monthly revenue is 160,000. So my revenues are good, but that's the situation.
Okay. And do you know how much you're paying per day for these?
Yeah, I'm paying right now per day 19, currently 2120.
2120.
At one point it was 3300, but I got it reduced by 1,000.
Okay. You worked out something with
So
OnDeck?
I worked out something with everybody, OnDeck, and there's two others.
Okay. So right now, primarily, you're looking to extend out this term to be longer.
Yeah, if I could. I mean, it's because, I mean, I could probably struggle along and pay some of this down, because if you take out OnDeck, my balances on the others are maybe like 85, in the 80 range. And when you're paying back at 1600, it's like 1600 a day for the others. So at 1600 a day, that's like 50 days. It's not like the end of the world. But it would be helpful to, be helpful to my cash flow if I could extend it out.
I see,
Plus,
okay.
I'm also selling the business, which I'll have this paid off anyway if I'm able to do that. But it still would be nice to have a temporary cash flow reprieve if I could.
Okay. And then what are the breakdowns of your balances?
Okay, the OnDeck one is like about 66,000. Then there's a Quick Fix Finance, which is like 20,000. And then the other one is, it's Yellowstone Arch. It's like the same company, so it's Yellowstone slash Arch, and that balance is roughly 64,000.
Okay.
So I don't know what that adds up to. It's 64 and 84 and 66. Well, that's like about
That's
150, maybe a little
yeah,
bit
you're
less.
about right. Yeah, about 150, maybe one, yeah, around that 150. Okay.
Right.
So what I can do is we have two options. The first one is doing a payoff loan, so basically paying off these three loans. But the only thing is you would have to get additional capital on top. So we can do consolidation, but you would need, so basically you'll get additional capital on top of what you owe the three working capitals right now. So paying off.
I would have to do that.
Yeah. For the, for our first option, which is the payoff loan, it would be, you would have to pay, you would basically have to get additional capital on top, and that's,
I have to borrow more, right?
Exactly, yeah. So that's the only thing. You are going to get additional capital, but we can consolidate all that into one payment for you.
How much additional capital would that be?
How much would you need or want?
Oh, well, I don't really want to borrow any more, but if what's the least I could borrow to make this deal work? I mean, if I had to borrow another $20,000 on top or $25,000, I'm not against that.
The least would be... Let's see here. About 150. We'll probably be around 60.
On top.
Yes.
Okay, so that would be like 210, right? I borrowed 210. Mm-hmm. Right, that wouldn't be. I guess I'd be willing to do that.
Okay, sure. So that's good. Okay. And then how is your credit like?
Depends which agency you go by. It's as low as 618, and I've had it. Someone else told me it was 652.
Okay, we go by experience. So about a little under, a little lower than the national average, a little bit.
What is the national average? 700.
It's about a 680. Last time I checked, it's about 680. Yeah.
Okay.
And how long have you been in business for?
Since 1993. It's a long-standing business with good cash flow. I just got into these horrible merchant cash advance loans.
Like the Yellowstone and Quick Fix, those are one of the more expensive ones that I know of for merchant cash advances.
And the other problem I didn't realize is once you get involved with it, it's very hard to refinance those. If I had known that, I wouldn't even have done it, but I'm there. Mm-hmm. So,
have you tried to do it with them before?
I've tried several times to refinance it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, it's very difficult. So if you could do it, that's great. If not, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, we've done a lot of refinance with additional capital on top. And I'm just surprised that even going back to the same company that you've had, experience and credit with, basically, that they weren't able to help you out in that way.
I know. It's because it's not like I'm in a startup business. I'm a successful dental office.
Yeah.
I'm grossing $160,000 a month, and if I'm able to do $2,000 a day, I should be able to get approved for something that's way less. But I get it. I understand how all this stuff works. So, I said, if you can't do something, I wouldn't be disappointed. But it'd be awesome if you could do it.
Yeah. Okay. I can explore and see what I can do for you. So what I'll do right now is I'll send over the application. It's the one-page application. I just need most recent 6 months of business bank statements, and then your most recent business tax return. As well as, since we're doing consolidation, I would need the contracts for the three loans you have currently. That way I can, look at everything for you. Once you get all that into me, I can probably get you an answer within a day or two.
All right. You want the contracts, or do you want, I have, payoff letters? I have the payoff
letters.
You
have the payoff letters already?
Yeah, they're not 100% up to date, but they're very close, because I was exploring this about a week or so ago, so I could send you that. I would.
Okay, sure. I can start with that and see what I can do with that.
Okay. All right. Okay. So you have my email there, or
I think I do. I have mauty_1@yahoo.com.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I'll send it over to you right now, and then once you get everything in, we'll move forward with that.
All right, thank you.
Okay, all right, thanks you. Bye.
Bye.